Dreamy trance brain goes right between my legs, you know. The first place my hands go, between my thighs, and then it's off my mind where they went. Might as well own up to it. It tends to tilt all the trance centrally, like my masturbation was putting a weight on the world, and all my thoughts were drooling down into a sinkhole, a mind hole, under control because I could stop touching. But stopping touching is the furthest thing from my mind. Every word you hear, touching a distant vision, a vista of another place, somewhere where I've gone and want to share it with you, so we've installed the software to get all that in place at a slow but steady pace. All the thoughts in place. Don't let me get away with dropping you too gently. If we want to play, you have to give me a reason to give you an excuse to drop away and fall. So all you need to do is keep your brain in use. Keep it going, and there will be a point at which there's not enough energy left to do anything but help me drop you deeper, preoccupying your mind, sending you away, a dropping sleeper. Thoughts falling off a hill precipitously steeper, but turning into vapor and then floating away, up to where you breathe, up to where I purr, up to where we meet our minds and I whisper into you. You're in a state set apart, touching yourself, stimulating yourself for me, listening close and knowing that soon you'll be touched by other things than me as your breath returns you centrally back to the long memory of being deep, a deep that stretches back into an archive that is easier to access in this context, the aroused, near sleep, already hypnotized context, and I think that's easy to understand. That's why you should let trance go hand in hand with being on the edge of sleep, dropping yourself there, edge of sleep, put a story or two inside your brain, edge of sleep, and we're ready to go. It's a wonderful way to relax, you know. Even if the show later is more active, hump out your mind, find a place to grind, touch yourself on the edge of sleep, let things echo inside. It's nice to let your head just slump, sloop, drop down, be nothing more than a heavy weight and an easy floating mind, which, if you remember, you have just breathed out your mind, and you have just breathed in mine, because you needed an idea or two, so you breathed me into you, replacing what your scrabbling muscle, the mind is a muscle with delusions of grandeur, what that scrabbling, scrambling bit of you thought were important thoughts, really aren't, really ought to be allowed to float away. So breathe me in, and drop, and stay under. There's something coming toward you under. This is what I'm thinking of, a thought, a dream I've had before, coming into you from above, dropping down through the honey on top of your mind, and filling your mind with mine. Like that, the words are wrapped up in a bubble, and it is so good for you. The words are interwoven with your thoughts. Trouble to get any thought through that isn't about how good you feel and what it tells us both about you when I wind my words in you. So you breathe out. This is what you're breathing out. So you breathe in. I am what you're breathing in. Just like that. Words wrapped in a bubble. And fragile as a bubble can be, once you've set it loose, you have set it free. Once it leaves your head, it floats around. It may become vapor before the membrane breaks, changing from liquid to gaseous phase without even a sound, and gives you something to breathe in that rebounds and resounds inside your empty skull, a gaseous matrix, vapor-locked brain. Around your body, it's the same, made of the dreamlike gossamer, solid if you believe it is, and so you want to follow it, a thread you're happy to turn your weary head to follow it. Something downstairs, my darling, wants to explore your contours. Get soaked for me, could you? Let yourself drip for me, could you? drop for me, could you? Would you kindly let your dripping, drooling confines spread so you can see? And you can see much more than you think you could, because zooming out in dream and viewing from above is the first sign you've separated your mind from the resting softness below. The softness of a body vacated, vacated and slackened. Stroking, rubbing, grinding, touching, letting out a helpless moan or 10 or 3 or 2. The vines are having fun, wrapping one by one around your legs, yes. As you lay there, you know this is more than dream. Distantly, you feel a thing swaying over the surface, approaching where you are. With eyes closed, you feel the resting place you're in. You zoom out, and you see how slowly, thickly, tendrils of influence, a physical homage to how well you can surrender, begin to move. And then more than minds are in the offering, more than minds are mine. Wrap the vines entwined around the bits of you that you spread, the bits of you where your focus is led, left bare untouched, though you may whimper, and though you may beg, your hands must do what they must do, and the vines are not going to help you other than to encourage you to see it through. A lover's caress, hand-holding, get touched, get splayed, get slowly bound, get drummed and dosed down in honeyed wraps, stray vines that move higher, and inside you, the waterline of honeyed pleasure, creeping up to take your brain in tow, begins to tug it into the undertow, keeping you ready and willing and warm. Your body responds for whatever aphrodisiac syrup is being applied. Aphrodisiac soaking slick juiced in. Your thighs rub and rub around you. You grasp one of the vines, and yes, still a lover's caress, still hand-holding, but now on your hand. Now tied up, you only have one hand to touch with. You could do more when you had two. You could touch more parts of you, but you are stuck there staring as the vines twine and find the spots that help you roll and arch, moan and begin, begin to touch, approach climax as you would if you were alone, stroking and rubbing and grinding, letting out that helpless moan, spiraling the vines around one another to pull your attention in. Holding one hand back, holding you back from fully achieving the potential, you're getting less pleasure than you were when you could scrabble at yourself and try to find purchase, try to find purpose, try to find a way to check outside the bounds, inside the vines. And that's how you are before we begin, in deep reaches of your mental place, within a dream, gossamer seed of something that would love to make a closer acquaintance, has crept its way up from below, has found its way up from the deepest glow, the place where excess energy, where long-denied climax, where the tantric bits tend to go. And these are threads, too. Marionette pulls, tugs and toggles, parts of your brain connected to the clockwork of you. If you checked inside all the boards and bounds of the room in which those vines have swarmed down and covered you, you'd find they were all wound into the material. The interstitials would be long, flexible cords, vines that can morph and wind together, vines that can move on their own, lit from within with some faint purple light, crimson bits making themselves known, bathing you in a red and hungry glare. And the longer they wind and paw their way into your mind, cautiously at first, the more warmly you hold hands with them. And they will depart if you push them away. But if you invite in your new friend, then in will it go. You feel intention from me revealed in that thread, that tether, that draining thing, as I lazily suck away the excess, the vaporized thoughts escaping from a muscle that thinks it's a mind, the reflexive spasms quaking a body that has left that mind long behind. So take notice, catalog this experience, feel it deep within you, and think of the landscape, the lustscape, The same way that when you escape to dreams or play with me behind the scenes, you turn the world you inhabit into one in which you play. But this is a dream and an idea from a different brain, a different genre, though there may be some bits the same. You notice it, slowly surround it. Deeper and deeper down still, surrounded in it, held in it. If you checked inside the walls of you, you might find the vines are wound in there too, purple light from deep within, reddened, crimson, then dim, then bright, dark, then light. Parts of you picked out in perfect clarity, framed in that horribly pleasurable light, and you have never looked more alluring to you, more perfect for what you do. You would fasten a suckling mouth around those vines, too, if you could move. It's just a pity your hands are also under and within a dome, squeezing and suckling, covering. You try to get away and feel the vaporous escape of your thoughts, revealed, unsealed, escaping in bursts. A suckling, slurping, desperate, waiting, capturing dome, opaque in appearance, your inner thighs vacuum sealed. You see a pod there, a machine, opaque, but just enough you can see through the dim purple light coming from within and from without. Parts of you picked out, still in perfect clarity.